Now we're told in verse 9, though, "And afterward the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the mountain and in the south and in the valley, and Judah went against the Canaanites that dwelt in Hebron." Now the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba. "And they slew Sheshiah and Ahiman and Talmai. And from thence he went against the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath Sepher." That means it was a city of books, by the way. It was the library. "And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath Sepher and taketh it to him will I give Aksah, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Aksah, his daughter, to wife." Now, somebody's going to say, "Well, you've made the statement, there's a weakness in each one of the judges. It looks like Othniel does pretty well." Now, very frankly, Othniel is the best of the judges, in my judgment. But there is this sign of weakness. Why was he chosen here as the judge at this particular time? Why was he the one? Well, he was the son-in-law of Caleb. And you have this awful thing here of nepotism. You have this business of it's in the family. And if he hadn't been the son-in-law of Caleb, Caleb was well known. He was one of the two men that came out of Egypt that entered the land. He and Joshua, he was probably known just about as well as Joshua was known. And very candidly, Othniel would never have got the position as a judge if he hadn't been the son-in-law of Caleb. If he'd been the son-in-law of Joe Doakes, he wouldn't have been elected a judge, never been chosen for that. That's quite interesting, you see. How many men today occupy a position not because of the ability that they have or because of the fact that they have the capability, but simply because of a position that might be due to a relationship or to a circumstance? You know, Napoleon actually was called a man of destiny, and he very frankly said that you not only have to have the man, but you have to have the point in history. In other words, if Napoleon had lived 50 years ago, even today, nobody had ever heard of him. It takes the man and the circumstance. And Othniel is a judge. And why is he a judge? Well, because his father-in-law happens to be Caleb, and that's the way that he came into this position.